Welcome to Ingrained Insights, a discussion forum designed to explore the business of snack and bakery products. I'm Valerie King with Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and today with me is Luke Mapp, president of Mike Sells Snack Food Company. Mike Sells is a regional salty snack producer based in Dayton, Ohio, and the company specializes in potato chips, pretzels, and puffed and extruded snacks. Its consumer base spans Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Illinois, as well as select markets nationwide and internationally. Luke, Mike Sells has been around since 1910, more than a century. What is your guys' recipe for such longevity?
Well, first and foremost, I think it has to harken back to the quality of our products. We've always taken a great deal of pride in making sure that we are producing and delivering the highest quality snack food products that we can to our loyal consumers. And when I say loyal consumers, I mean that really is another piece of the puzzle for us, is that we have had such a loyal consumer base here, not just in Dayton, Ohio, but the surrounding markets that we serve. We just have a tremendous amount of support and an extremely loyal fan base and follower of our products.
And I understand the company's origin story involves the famous Wright brothers, credited with building and successfully flying the first airplane. Can you share more about that connection?
Yeah, so it's a bit of an interesting connection. It was my great-grandpa, Daniel Mikesell, who started the company in, and his house was basically the end of the block in the same neighborhood that the Wright brothers' bicycle shop was in. And so while the Wright brothers were off inventing flight, and at 1910, which is when the company was founded, you know, they were already, you know, putting our first, you know, airplanes out. So they were busy, you know, developing and selling and creating their airplanes. But there was a connection between the sister, Catherine Wright, and my great-grandpa used to deliver his chips on a bicycle around the neighborhood. So he would take it to the Wright Brothers bicycle shop to get it repaired.
Definitely a fun fact. Now, you've said that when you think of founder Daniel W. Mikesell, you think of perseverance. He kept going after, early in the company's history, it was destroyed by a fire and then soon after a flood. And I think it's safe to say the business is persevering in this face of COVID-19. So first off, what challenges has the pandemic presented you with?
Yes, we've been faced with a pandemic that has affected the whole world. And what we have seen through this primarily is an unprecedented level of fear amongst everyone, not just in America, but across the world. And because of that fear, the biggest area that's really affecting our business, not in sales, but actually, interestingly enough, in finding people that want to continue to come to work. We've been able to retain the majority of our staff, but as we've actually had the opportunity to grow, because during the pandemic, you know, food tends to do well during times like that, especially snacks, because it's a comfort food. And we've actually had the opportunity to grow, but we've been really struggling trying to get people that want to come on board. So I think the hiring and finding people has really been the biggest challenge for us through the pandemic.
Thanks, Luke. To follow up on that, what would you say has been your strategy thus far for overcoming those kinds of challenges that you've named? And what kind of results are you seeing?
Since I took over the company roughly a year ago, we started working with a local organization here that's sort of like a consulting firm. The name of the company is Aileron. And they help companies as they rethink their strategy. And one of the core areas that we are really focused on right now is service and service to the customer. Because what we found through this pandemic is that while other folks, specifically the national brand, were having a tough time trying to keep up with the demand on the shelves because it was, you know, the grocery industry was just going crazy, we had the capacity and we were able to leverage that as an opportunity and prove to the grocery industry that, hey, we are a viable player. We have capacity. We were able to keep the shelves full for them during this unprecedented time. And we actually had managers coming up to us in the stores and thanking us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting product up on the shelf. And so we were able to take this as an opportunity to continue to service our customers to the best of our ability. And so we're taking that to the next level now in our work that we're doing with Aileron to really refocus the company around customer service. And what does that mean? What does it look like? How do we become the best top-notch service provider in the snack food industry?
Thanks, Luke. Today, Mike Sells is one of the last major family-owned regional salty snack producers left. So what's kept the company from going corporate all of these years?
I think there tends to be sort of a push in recent years about, you know, big food and big pharma and big banks and big tech and big everything. And I don't know that that necessarily is the right answer, quite frankly. I think that there's something to be said about having small, local owned, tight knit, you know, companies. And quite frankly, I also think that people want to belong to an organization like that, where they feel like they're a part of something. They're not just sort of a number, if you will. And so we think that, I know for me personally and for the family, while we probably have had the opportunity to, you know, to go bigger, I think we've made strategic decisions along the way to stay within our footprint, do what we feel like we want to do, provide jobs for our local community, have those relationships internally, and do our best to stay viable in the market. Now, I'm not going to say that it doesn't come with its fair share of challenges, because it certainly does. And when you're going up against what could potentially be considered a monopoly in the industry, that makes it very challenging. And so we're fighting hard every day, and we're doing everything we can to prove to our customers and to our consumers that we have a great product that we can deliver to them. And that, you know, we really hope that there may be a turn in people's hearts and minds to rethink local and supporting their local companies.
And finally, the future. What does Mike Sells have its sights set on next, and why?
As I mentioned, we are doing some work with a local organization, Aileron. We're actually getting ready to start some consumer focus groups to really talk about snack foods in general. What does that mean? What does it look like? But we also have to understand what our capabilities and limitations are. You know, do we really want to take the investment dollars and spend it in new equipment to come out with some, you know, brand new earth-shattering snack food that may or may not make it on the shelf? We don't know. So these are all the things that we're looking at right now, but it starts with our consumers and what they want, what they expect. So as a part of this work we're doing with Aileron, we're also looking really hard at our customers, our consumers. Let's talk to them. Let's figure out what they're looking for. We tend to try different flavor variations, and those are all, you know, good to do. But that can also be, it can be extremely difficult at times when you're competing for a limited amount of shelf space on the retailer shelves, and you're trying to come out with new items in an already very busy shelf space. So we have to be very strategic about what we're doing, because the risk is you come out with a new item and you have to pull an existing item off the shelf, and now maybe you're not trading up off the dollar sales like you should be, and you end up losing instead of winning. So it has to be strategic. It has to be pinpointed.
Well, thank you, Luke, for your time and insight. You can learn more at MikeSells.com. And for the full story of the company, read the cover feature of the Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery March 2021 issue. You'll find that and more industry insights on snackandbakery.com. This has been Ingrained Insights. Thank you for listening.